Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. My mission is to empower and encourage over a million authentic persuaders out there in the world of sales. And sales could be you work at a company, you work for yourself, you're inside salesperson, maybe you're a solopreneur and you're selling something for yourself, you're an independent salesperson, whatever that looks like. Most everyone is in sales and has some sales aspect to them. And the key is that my goal is to get a million authentic persuaders out there in the world. And by doing that, we'll help shift the way that consumers think and feel about sales and salespeople. Because let's be honest, most people feel that sales is a dirty word. And if you're in sales and you're struggling to be successful, it might be because you also feel that way and you want to make sure that you don't do the gross stuff that salespeople tend to do. So let's go ahead and dive into this. The format I'm going to do is as much training as I can fit in, at least 30 minutes. If you're watching on the various platforms, please put a question, a comment, say hello, anything you have that's sales related, and I'll get to those towards the end. And if you want to follow along with this, if you have a copy of Selling with Authentic Persuasion, Transform from Order Taker to Quota Breaker, then we're going through that and enhancing what's in there and adding to what I wrote that came out last year and just making it something that you can use. It's very practical and tactical for you. If you don't have a copy of that, please, I'm going to mention it at the end, but email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, and I'll set you up with the info to get a free copy of that. Just pay the shipping and I'll get that out to you. I'll sign it, send it, and then that way you have that as well. So what we've talked about so far and what we covered last week was the five sales success traits. And those traits are openness, curiosity, persistence, creativity, and authenticity. So make sure and check out week two, the training that we did. And really the goal and where we're going with this is to help you realize and feel empowered that you can create whatever sales career that you want and become a sales professional and make yourself into whatever level of salesperson you want. And this is mostly to attack and debunk the myth that there's natural born salespeople who are amazing. And then there's everyone else who are going to be mediocre. They're going to struggle, whatever that looks like. And so the key is I want to encourage and empower you to embrace the fact that if you want to be amazing in sales, and again, everything in life is sales. So if you want to be amazing at this, the key is to see those traits, look at where you're at, analyze that, figure out what your strengths are, where you're good at, where you want to improve, and then just work on those over time. Put in the effort and just focus on that. It's really the key is that it's being prepared, it's learning, it's growing, it's always want to develop. Just like sales or actual professionals in other fields, let's say like athletes or medical professional or a lawyer, there's so much training, there's so much that goes into it. And then what you see is usually a small portion of their life because the rest of it is in practice, it's in study, it's in training, it's in prep. In sales, here's the challenging part, is it's not that way. There's no professional organization, there's nobody giving you years and years of training. There's no long process to get certified or ready for a career in sales. It's just something that happens. Most people are thrown into it and try to figure it out, kind of like what I did when I started in sales at age 27. And then what happens is you're usually too busy selling. And in the act of trying to sell and trying to persuade people and trying to make money and trying to be successful in sales, what happens is the practice part isn't happening. The studying isn't happening. The reflecting, the looking back and seeing what's going on isn't happening. And so then it's just not there, right? And so the key is that you want to make sure and always be putting in the effort, all right? And remember, and this I've seen it with myself and others, say true successful salespeople are not born that way. They're made that way. Some of them might be working at it for a much longer time since they were kids. Others were a little late bloomers, were a little slow like myself, and had to figure it out later on in life, but you can do it.